1 Kings chapter 14. At that time, Abijah the son of Jeroboam fell ill. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, please, and disguise yourself, so that they won't know that you are Jeroboam's wife. And go to Shiloh. You will see that Ahijah the prophet is there. He is the one who told me that I would become king over this people. And take with you 10 loaves and cakes and a jar of honey and go to him. He will tell you what will become of the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so, and she arose and went to Shiloh. And she went to Ahijah's house. But Ahijah could not see because his eyes were unable to focus because of his old age. But the Lord said to Ahijah, "Look, Jeroboam's wife is coming to ask you for an oracle about her son, because he is ill. You will say this and that to her, and it will be the case that when she comes, she will be concealing her identity." And it came to pass, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, O wife of Jeroboam, why are you concealing your identity? But I have been commissioned with something severe for you. Go and say to Jeroboam, 'This is what the Lord God of Israel says. Seeing that I exalted you from among the people, and I appointed you a prince over my people Israel, and I split the kingdom from the house of David, and I gave it to you. But seeing that you were not like my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who walked after me with all his heart in doing only what is right in my sight, and seeing that you acted more wickedly than all who were before you, and you went on to make yourself other gods and castings, so provoking me to anger, and seeing that you cast me behind your back, so I, for my part, am about to bring evil on the house of Jeroboam, and I will cut off from Jeroboam everyone who urinates against a wall, leaving it shut off and abandoned in Israel, and I will clear the house of Jeroboam out, as one clears dung out until it is gone. Dogs will eat him of Jeroboam's house who dies in the city, and the birds of the sky will eat him who dies in the field, for the Lord has spoken. So you arise and go to your home. As your feet enter the city, the child will die. And all Israel will mourn for him, and they will bury him, but only he of Jeroboam's house will go to the grave, because a good thing has been found in him towards the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. But the Lord will raise up a king for himself over Israel, who will cast off the house of Jeroboam on this very day, and what is more, right now. So the Lord will strike Israel as a reed is driven about in the water, and he will drive Israel out from this good land which he gave to their fathers, and he will scatter them on the other side of the river, because they have constructed their phallic parks, provoking the Lord to anger. And he will deliver up Israel on account of Jeroboam's sins which he committed, and because he caused Israel to sin." Then Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and went to Tirzah. And as she went in over the threshold of the house, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken through the intermediacy of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And as for the rest of the affairs of Jeroboam, who waged war and who reigned, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. And the period for which Jeroboam reigned was 22 years, and he lay with his fathers. And Nadab his son reigned in place of him. Meanwhile, Rehoboam the son of Solomon reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord chose out of all the tribes of Israel to establish his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah the Ammonitess. And Judah did evil in the Lord's sight, and they provoked him to jealousy more than anything that their fathers did, in their sins which they committed. And they too constructed for themselves idolatrous raised sites, and idolatrous statues, and phallic parks on every high hill and under every luxuriant tree. And there were also male prostitutes in the land. They committed all the abominations of the Gentiles, whom the Lord had driven out before the sons of Israel. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. And he took everything away, and he took away all the golden shields which Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made shields of copper instead of them, and he committed them to the care of the captains of the couriers who guarded the entrance to the king's house. And it was the case that every time the king went to the house of the Lord, the couriers carried them there, and then brought them back to the repository of the couriers. And as for the rest of the affairs of Rehoboam, and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the time. And Rehoboam lay with his fathers, and he was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah the Ammonitess. And Abijam his son reigned in his place.